Ball. Hello, everybody. This is Cesar from Rock Society Magazine and
Alex Lopez from Rock Society Magazine. What's up, everybody?
And we are here live at the Horror Fest at the Plaza Hotel in Las Vegas. Woo. That's right. So we are going to be walking around. We're going to interview. I wish you guys could see what's going on. There's always there's a bus. There's always, get it? There's a bonsaw and a saw and all kind of cool shit in here. We're going to be, later on, we're going to be taking pictures with Corey Taylor from Slipknot. So we're going to go and see if we can see some people that we might know. Jason, I mean, whatchamacallit, Freddy Krueger.
Freddy's right in front of us.
That's right.
It's a boy! You always said you wanted to be on TV, bitch.
There you go. So we're going to be walking around. We're going to be talking to people. If we recognize them, we interview them. And even if we don't, we're going to talk with some fans and everything. If you're a horror fan, today this was the place to be. So let's do this.
Let's do it, baby. All right. Back in here live. Live Rock Society Magazine, baby, and let's do this, baby, yes.
All right, let's rock and roll. Let's see, hopefully the audio is not sucking today. Alessandro Poveri, look at this. Oh, man, that's pretty cool.
Look at this.
Oh, check it out. That's pretty cool, man. Gemini Syndrome. What's this? Johnny Skulls. Nuclear Rabbit. Mouth to Mouth. There is some pretty cool stuff over here. I don't want to break in, but
13 rooms and 7 of them have people.
We're about to jump in and interview this gentleman right here. Very interesting. I believe he must be in a band. We're about to find out what's going on here. How you doing, sir? I'm Cesar from Rock Society Magazine. I do a live podcast.
Yes.
We're doing on Spotify. What's your name? Very interesting. I see Gemini Syndrome.
Yeah.
What's... you're an actor, musician.
Yeah.
Awesome. This is whatchamacallit. It's only audio. But you can find us on anchor.com, you can
Spotify.
Find us on Spotify. Right. So this is a new episode today. I thought that this was a pretty cool setting. So by the way, I'm Cesar.
I'm Alex.
Nice meeting you.
Alex, nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you. We don't have a mask on. It's awesome. We finally get to meet faces today. This is amazing.
Me too.
That's why I got vaccinated.
So it feels, for one thing, I think it's great to have the freedom to do this again.
Yeah.
And so how long you been doing this? How long do you got into it? Yes.
The band has been up like 11 years ago now.
Wow.
The band is from LA. But eventually we all moved here, like little by little, one by one. I'm the last one.
Right on, where are you from?
From Italy.
Oh. Io parlo un poco italiano, il mio
parlo
padre.
Parlo
un
poco italiano.
Yeah. Il mio padre è siciliano.
Ah, sì.
Yeah. The bad people.
No, it's good people.
We
My
actually...
father goes to Sicily every year.
Awesome, every awesome. See, I recognize the accent. You sound a little bit like me. That's why you're so cool. See, and it's cool because we also have a band. It's called Murder on Monday. Murder on Monday. We're local. We're from Las Vegas, but he moved from LA. I moved from San Francisco, Costa Rica. I've been every kind of where. So it'd be kind of cool to maybe network if you're ever interested in having a show over here. We can open for you, or we can find gigs. I used to play with different other bands, so I know the right people to. Exactly. So if you're interested to having a show, just. We can exchange information like. That'd be great.
I'm gonna be here all 3 days. So.
Awesome. Yeah, we're gonna do it one. We're just gonna be here for today, but at least we're gonna try to do our best. So, what kind of music? I'm assuming metal, death metal.
No, death metal, like alternative metal.
Okay. Okay.
More radio, kind of friendly.
Oh, nice. Yeah. See, he's a drummer. I'm a singer, bass player. Just hurt my finger, so right now I'm doing two-finger technique.
But he still plays and pulls through like a champ.
That's right. The two-finger technique, you're gonna... So what you do? You play drums, guitar, finger. Oh, compadres, right, yeah. We ride the thunder. That is so awesome. So, again, say your name.
AP. Alessandro Paveri, everybody goes with AP.
From AP, also, all right,
Benjamin
thank you.
Syndrome.
In Gemini Syndrome. So there you go, folks. This is our first interview. Hopefully, you're going to get to come to Las Vegas and see Gemini Syndrome and Murder Monday opening for Gemini Syndrome.
Yes, let's do it.
Yes. To Pacetti, and when we come back, we can exchange so we can continue communicating. You can, like I said later on, you can listen to the podcast and everything.
Do you charge for pictures or no? Do you take a picture or you charge?
You charge?
Okay.
Is that,
we'll come back.
That's how I make my money.
Thank you
for your time, AP. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you. And like I said, we come back, we can exchange so we can keep in touch and see if we can have a show together. Rock and roll, brother.
We'll be back, brother.
There you go, folks. That's how you do it. This is pretty awesome.
That was very well done, see? Very well done. That was AP, was that? AP, that was AP from the, what was the name of the band?
Gemini Syndrome.
We're here live, so please excuse the commotion in the background. There's a shitload of people in here, and it's, but you know what? That was our first little interview that we had there, so there's plenty more, so hang tight.
Yeah, we're going to continue walking around. We're going to be talking with fans. We're going to be talking to, you know, if you're into horror, this is the place to be. Monsterman.com custom mask. I mean, this is pretty cool. Wow, how you doing? So let me introduce myself. I'm Caesar.
I'm not the artist. He just walked off.
It's okay. I'm Caesar from Rogue Society Magazine. This is Holly.
Nice to meet you.
If you have a card,
this is Donnie right here. You can grab one of these. Right
awesome.
Here. So one guy makes all these, Donnie.
We would love to talk to him. We would like to talk to
him. He's coming back in like a second.
Awesome, yeah. Because we promote local people, all kind of artists. We talk to anybody who's into this.
Oh, right on.
You know what I mean? And that's pretty awesome, by the way. So.
Yeah, some of these are his original designs. And then,
that's pretty cool.
Then some
I love that one right there. That reminds me of the old school. There you go. That's the old school, man. That's pretty awesome.
This guy too. He's just kind of weird character.
That is pretty cool, man. I like that. Monsters.
He's in Peru. He just moved out there last year. He's got a big shop out there.
Oh, wow. Nice. Also, he's a local too.
Yeah.
Awesome. There you go, folks. His name is, again?
Donnie Mercury, but it's Monsterman 37.
Monsterman 37, there you go. We're going to come back. We're going to interview him. We are meeting. If you guys were able to see how cool this is, like I say, this is for the fans, for the people who love horror and anything that's horror, this is the place to be today. We're going to continue doing our walkthrough. And we most definitely gonna come back so we can interview more people and nice meeting you. We're gonna come back again. Thank you, sir. Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
I'm doing great. That's also you guys local or? Oh, there you go. My name is Caesar. And this is Alex. We are from Rogue Society Magazine Podcast. We are live right now. We interview. This is actually, we do this to promote local people, local bands.
We're right in Summerlin.
That's where I live. I live in Summerlin, Texas.
We're right there across from the hospital. And the most important thing is we started this business last year during the pandemic. We decided we want to bring everything back into America. We don't know China.
There you go. That's right.
And every
all our business partners.
And this is badass. I love the design.
Yeah, me too.
That is awesome.
Martin did this.
Badass.
They're literally in Vegas.
Yeah.
The
embroidery. And everyone's
in Vegas. Everyone's
in Vegas here.
Let's get a business card.
Oh, awesome.
And actually, you can listen to the podcast on Spotify, on Google, on Apple, Anchor.com, all that.
Awesome. Why don't you give them a couple koozies? You guys are local.
You want some koozies?
Yeah, give them a couple.
That'd be great.
Awesome. Can you get here to win the shirt?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, just sign up, keep the pin, take a sticker too, man.
That is awesome.
We appreciate people like you.
Yeah, and the whole reason why I started the podcast, this is was to promote local bands. I actually play with a couple bands around town.
I'm a musician too. So.
Awesome, awesome. We have a band called Murder Monday.
And really?
I had a chance many times to play with the Saints of Las Vegas with Ben Muscat.
Professor Pussycat.
He was an 80s metal band.
Yeah, I used to work with Brent.
Really? That is awesome.
At Fanco. You heard of Fanco? He worked at Fanco. Brent and I used to play in Faster Pussycat.
Yeah.
He went to Monrovia High School, but I played another band in Hollywood, and we were always at the same party.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I started playing with him in the Saints of Las Vegas. And
his tongue's kind of fucked up from the surgery, but...
Yeah. When he got the cancer. But he's out there, and he's awesome.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's the same age. We're both 52. Yeah. I'm 53 now, so he's a little younger.
I'm about to turn 5'5", but I'm on my early 40s.
Get after it.
There you go. Stay there.
See, that's amazing. See, that's why it's amazing.
Pull everything out and all that and put your information on there. Do you guys have a card or anything? Just make sure.
That's the only thing I feel.
Put a star on there or something so we can tell yours apart and we'll be in contact.
We interviewed him, by the way, too, on the podcast. Brent. So you guys check it out, Rock Society Magazine podcast. You guys will be on it. You're on it right now. We're live, so check it out later, guys, for sure.
Yeah, put all that info on there.
Support.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
You got our cards. Shoot us an email.
We definitely will.
So we can combine, because again, we're all about, let's keep it in Vegas. Let's support each other.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. We need that, man. We need to stick together, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm going to put Rock Society Magazine on the back.
There you go.
This is very exciting. I'm glad that you guys are doing this.
Yes.
You too, man.
We're going to continue. Nice meeting you.
Right on,
Caesar.
Yeah.
So what are you playing, by the way? Bass, guitar, drums, singer.
Guitar, well, everything. In my band, we did Lovecraft. We called it after H.P. Lovecraft. Back in the 90s, we toured around with all kinds of big names.
Awesome, awesome.
I've been out of the game for a while.
Well, guess what? Today might be the day that you join in Murder on Monday.
Yeah, but I still
never know.
We're at three-piece. We can definitely use a singer and a second guitar.
Guitar, singer, bass, I do it all. I did it for a long time.
There you go.
I've done stuff in Japan, so very, very well trained. So.
Awesome.
We got your email. We'll send you clips of our stuff.
Definitely.
And if you ever, maybe if it works out, sometime I step in, you need some help.
Most definitely. This is awesome. Nice meeting you too.
Have you gone over and see all the Kitchen 18? Robert McNaughton, there was an older brother in 18, Michael right there. I went to him about 32 years ago. He and I were partying together in college, and I went and reminded him of that. He's like, he was so shocked. He's like, holy shit. So it's a small world.
Yes, it is.
And that's the point of that. It's like all these people.
Definitely.
Hey, man, you and I partied together for a couple years. And Chapman goes, holy shit, don't tell me. Like, yeah, we were doing some shit in the back room, man. Don't tell people that.
This is
awesome. But, you know,
awesome.
We're still here, and it's. I'm glad you guys are doing this. Thank you.
Like, again, nice meeting you, and
yes. Yeah,
nice we're going to keep it going. Thank you guys. Welcome back again. Thank you guys. Wow, look at this. This is amazing. How are you guys doing? Wow, that's pretty cool. You guys local?
Yeah.
I'm Caesar. This is Alex. We are from Rock Society Magazine podcast. So we kind of like walking around. The reason we do our podcast is to promote local things.
So
we designed everything, came up with the idea for First Hour.
What's your name?
Edward.
I'm Caesar. What's your name? Alex. And like, yeah, we're from Rock Society Magazine. Nice. And they have some pretty cool, like I said, folks, if you were able to see the stuff that is here, you'd be blown away. So we are going to do a quick interview. You guys can stay where you are, what you do. And like I said, this is all about Las Vegas. This is all about us. We're musicians too. We play music. Awesome. So
You know, we always recruit a new musician too, by the way. So go ahead. You can stay who you are, what you do, and what kind of business you have.
Awesome. So, yeah, we're Edward and Angela Davis, and we're actually, we've been local teachers here in Vegas for forever. And our kids are always wearing crazy socks, and we're always trying to encourage them to, like, do good things in the community. So we came up with our own brand of socks called Crew Socks. And so we designed them, learned how to get them all manufactured, and then for each pair of our socks that we sell, we actually turn around and donate give-back socks back to local charities here in Vegas.
There you go. And that's very important because I think I actually work on the Strip, and I have to deal with a lot of the mentally ill and the homeless people.
Yes.
And I think that's... Now, I don't want to say it's a problem. I think the problem is the how they get ignored.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think that's the issue. Not unfortunately, because we're all one step away from being homeless.
100%.
And I think the simple fact that you guys do that to help them one tiny little bit, you know what? That makes a huge difference.
Continue. And that's what we've learned so much just by doing the donations when we get to give back, because in searching for places to donate, there's so many great organizations here in Vegas that are doing great services and not just giving people material things, but like helping them get a social security card. What do you need to get a job? Awesome. How do you get a driver's license? There's great services out there that we didn't even know about until we started working with them, and now we're happy to partner up with them as much as
we can. No, it's a great thing that you guys are local. It's a great thing that you guys help the local people. And it's good to let everybody out there remember, if you have a website, just say your website.
Yeah, so it's www.crewsocks.com. It's spelled C-R-U-S-O-X, Crew Socks. And then Instagram is just @CrewSocks. We're on Facebook too, so.
There you go, folks. So if you want to help a cause, if you want to help the local people and everything, just go ahead, check them out. If my friend, my co-host is taking photos and pictures, we find a way for you guys to hopefully follow a link so you guys can take a look of the pretty cool socks. We all love socks. They have I love the Freddy Krueger ones. So there you go, folks. We're going to continue our tour tonight, guys. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too.
You guys enjoy. This is amazing. This is you. You guys do all this. Well, nice meeting you. I'm Caesar from Rock Society Magazine, and I'm doing some interviews. I'm Caesar from Rock Society Magazine podcast. This is my co-host Alex.
So, buddy, how you doing?
This is amazing.
Well, look at that.
I'm telling you, folks. Well, say your name.
David Bowie.
Nice. That's pretty cool. And you are local artists?
No, from New Orleans.
Where are you from?
New Orleans.
Oh, there you go, Cajun. Oh, where's my Cajun man? Wolverine. Wolverine is Cajun, right? No, who's the Cajun guy? No, what's his name?
Gambit.
Yeah. He's one cool motherfucker.
I retired him.
And you know why? He's the cool guy because he plays with cards.
Yeah.
He's the perfect guy for Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, and this is all your art. This is all you. This is pretty. Yeah. You guys, I'm telling you. We're going to figure out a way for you guys to admire the art and what's going on here.
Top notch, guys.
Yes,
top notch.
Definitely. Look
for
at
sure.
This one.
For sure, look at it.
That is awesome. So anyway, do you have a website? Do you have a business card? So people can check. Like I said, we promote everybody.
Yeah, we're promoting everybody.
Our purpose of our podcast is to bring to light all the people that, let's say, are on the ground, the people that, because people need to enjoy art. It's amazing. And this, just for the simple fact that you're able to take what's in your mind and put it, is amazing.
Yeah.
And that's something that anybody can, we're musicians too. So we kind of like, we're not to disagree. I wish I could draw like that.
Yeah.
The hangman is the best I can get. But anyway, so you can listen to our podcast on Spotify, on Apple, on anchor.com/FM. It's called Rock Society Magazine.
Okay.
So
free app.
Yeah, it's a free app. You can listen to the podcast. So go ahead. If you have a website and everything, you can go ahead and promote it.
I'm at DamonBowieArt@yahoo.com and DamonBowieArt/BigCartel.com.
Do you hear that, folks? You have to check it out. Like I said, unfortunately, this is only audio, but you have to check out. This is an amazing art. And anything that we can do to support artists and people that do this kind of craft and anything that has to do with art, and this, by all means, let's do it. Nice meeting
you. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
You take care. You take care,
my man. Watch the Saturday Night podcast. You'll be on it.
How you doing? Wow, look at that. Ooh, this is metal.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Metal. Hell yeah.
That's right, baby.
It's a heavy metal and I like metal.
This is all, nice. Look at the light switches. That's
oh
pretty cool.
God,
you a local guy?
Wow.
Nice Texas. Meeting you, man.
Right on, good meeting you, brother.
The metal devil. I'm Caesar. And this is my co-host, Alex. We are from Rock Society Magazine Podcast.
Okay, cool.
So you can just, I'm telling you, my again, we are taking a video and everything. If you could see how cool this is.
Dude, look at that.
This is something that every man should have on their man cave.
Yeah, like mine.
Everything, all this stuff should be on the main cave. This is an amazing.
Wow.
This is amazing. This is all metal. This is, you know, you got Jason, you got the Texas Chainsaw Magazine, Alien. Go ahead and state your name.
Tim Harris, Metal Devil Arts.
Awesome. He's from Texas. Good set of Texas.
Texas,
this is awesome. Horror royalty. That's fucking sweet, man.
Hell yeah.
If you have a website, go ahead. You can tell them the website so they can check out your art.
MetalDevilArt@Facebook.com.
Oh, dude, check this Hello Kitty.
MetalDevilArt@Facebook.com. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Or is it Hello Kitty Freddy?
Yeah,
or
Hello Kitty Freddy.
I thought it was
South Park. Oh, my God. You got to go.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. That's awesome.
So anyway, if you like to listen to the podcast, you know, like today, you can just tell us a story about you, how you got into this, when you started, how you do it, actually.
I started about 6 years ago doing this as a part-time, and got laid off of a job at the oil field, and I decided to go ahead and do this after about 6 months. I did it full-time, started running around the country, doing shows, horror conventions, comic cons, gun shows, anything I can do. And I have a CNC plasma cutter. I draw everything up I need to draw on my computer in the house. I take it out to my shop, put it through the computer out there, and the program runs it on the table, and it pretty much just automatic cutout.
That is awesome. That is great. That is pretty awesome.
I do every design myself. I clean every piece. I paint. I do everything that possible.
It is very unique, dude. The clockwork orange. That's one of my favorite. That is one. Inside the ash from
Army of Darkness.
Yeah, fuck. That's one of my favorite. Have you seen the series?
Ash vs. Evil Dead is my favorite movie.
That's the one I'm telling you, dude. You know, hopefully they come back and do it again.
It's gonna be house though, but I don't know if it is.
I love the color one. That is pretty awesome too. That is really awesome.
How long did it take you to do, like, for example, that front?
Well, this was kind of, somebody helped me paint this. I don't do much of a painting, but I do most of the design work. It took me probably 3 or 4 hours to draw the drawing up and cut to about 20 minutes. And then, you know, sometimes it takes about a couple of minutes just to paint them. It really depends. I'll kind of commission out some pieces to get them painted because I don't paint very well. So. I had somebody help me do this.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's always awesome to have somebody.
All this work, all these pieces.
Yeah, they got Alice Cooper over there.
I know, dude.
Yeah. Welcome to my nightmare. 18. Yeah.
Awesome, dude.
Well, sir, again, nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice meeting you too.
Rock Society Magazine, check us out. Spotify, Anchor.com, Google, Apple. Just check it out. You can hit yourself and promote your business.
Yeah, appreciate that. Pretty cool.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
I'm actually going to buy something.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, he's buying. He's the big shopper.
Got it.
That is cool. For the man cave. See, I told you.
It's for his man cave.
which, by the way, I put his pool table. I started and I did his entire pool table, which is one of the greatest pool tables. Yeah, not only because I did it, but because it's really cool.
It glows in the dark, baby.
Ooh, damn, that's even better, man.
Hell yeah.
Look at that. That is awesome.
Can I use my card?
That's it, paper or plastic. We take it.
Hell yeah, baby. I'm getting my fucking Jason Voorhees outlet light switch.
Nice, nice.
Tim.
The artist dabbler from Jury Oriented something.
Folks, this is pretty awesome. We're gonna continue walking around. Let's see who else. Everybody is got something going on. What is this? Killer, look at this. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful day here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm Caesar from Rock Society Magazine podcast.
Nice.
We are live right now. We're interviewing. I see Killer Art.
By Rittenhouse.
That is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
As soon as my co-host, because he decided to shut, gets over here, he's going to take a video. So go ahead and promote your business.
Yeah.
Tell us what you do.
Well, I take hand-painted, I take real knives, chainsaws, machetes, and I hand-paint scary shit on them.
I love it. Look at that.
Look at this.
Look at that, dude. Yeah. Fucking,
Otis.
Yes. Yeah. Look at the machete. The machete is out of this world, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is awesome. I'm going to steal one of your cards.
Please do.
That is awesome, dude. Well, you know what? Like I say, if you have a website, go ahead and tell them your website how you started.
I have an Instagram, and it's at killerart_rr. And check it out.
I do
full custom pieces.
I'm going to hit you up on my Instagram so you can check out. And actually, you can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Anchor.com.
Awesome.
You can listen Google, Apple, if you're one of those Apple guys.
Right on. All right. Thank you.
Nice meeting you. This is amazing. This is pretty amazing.
Thank you very much. We can always do one with your logo on it.
Yes. There you go. Rock Society Magazine. We always keep that in mind.
Right on.
Thank you, sir. Right. Nice meeting you, man. Dude, look at the machete.
Oh my god.
Oh, look at the machete. Look at machete.
Slipknot.
Yeah. Look at machete or machete.
Machete
or machete. It's machete or machete crime.
He gave me his number. I got Tim from Texas.
Fuck
He's
yeah.
He's got his number. He wants to download the app, Rock Society Magazine Podcast. So there you go, people. If Tim does it, you can too. Or tell a friend.
That's right. Tell a friend. Listen to our podcast. We're here live again at the Horror Fest. This is amazing. This is if you could see the art and the level of they got all kind of cool stuff, man. I'm waiting for my co-host. He spends more hours with the machetes and the knives. This is all. Look at this. From hell.
Oh my gosh.
The tree from hell.
Dude, what if I get that and have Corey fucking sign it?
That is so nice. He might not. Because remember, they won't be.
I know.
It'd be a chance that you take him.
But you know what? Even just to have is pretty cool.
That is fucking sick.
Good artwork. What's the gentleman's name again? What's his name?
I'll see you in April too.
You telling me about names?
Here's a. Actually, you.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm horrible with names. I barely remember mine.
Well. And so we have a email, which is at killerart. What is that? RR?
RR. Yeah, it looks like. I'm half blind too. I'm 55.
Yeah, it looks like it. I'm 48 and I'm fucking blind. So yeah, so I think it's
welcome to my world.
So I think it's at killerart_rr. So you can check out his artwork there. Killer art.
That's pretty
Robbie Rittenhouse. Robbie Rittenhouse, there you go.
Robbie, ah, there you go. Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. I want to know how much that is.
It is, yes. We're gonna continue our tour right here. Let me see who else we'll meet right here. Local, not local. It's all about the art. Oh my God, this is amazing. Wow. This is amazing. Speedy time screenshot. Wow. This is amazing. You do this yourself? Wow, okay. Okay, people. So, James Buscema, where are you from?
Born and raised here.
Okay, there you go. We have a local. I'm Caesar. I'm from Rock Society Magazine Podcast. I'm a local musician too, Murder Monday, blah, blah, blah. So, we're live right now, so if you like, go ahead and say your name.
Oh, name's James Buscema. I'm a local artist here at Days of the Dead. I do a lot of dark fantasy and horror illustration. And
amazing art, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate it, man.
Oh, man, this is amazing. Do you have a website?
Yeah, you can check me out, James Buscema, JamesBuscema, .com, and I'm pretty much that same name all over social media.
That's awesome. If you guys could see, I'm waiting for my co-host. He gets mesmerized and starts chopping.
Are you guys here all weekend?
No, this is going to be our only day. That's why we are taking the opportunity to go live and to do our podcast. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can listen to it on anchor.com FM, Google, Apple. We're pretty much in all platforms. And one of the reasons that I do my podcast is to promote local talent, local musicians, artists. This is amazing.
We appreciate it.
Well, of course, you know what I mean. And for me, this is something that I don't get tired of saying. It's amazing how you can take a single thought that's embedded in your mind and put it live on paper. That's just amazing. And if you folks, Alex, if you guys could see, and like I said, we're gonna figure out. This is beautiful right here, dude.
What's up, man?
Wow. Holy He's shit. A local. He's a local artist.
Oh, what's up, buddy? I'm Alex. Nice to meet you, brother.
Josh.
Nice to meet you, brother. Good.
Appreciate the Celtic Cross trip.
Awesome. Oh, thank you.
This is awesome. Look at that. Look at this one. And this is all, he makes all this.
You made all
this. Yes. All this, dude. This. Again, people, if you were able to see the visuals and you could see the incredible artwork, again, if you are not from Las Vegas, you need to come to Las Vegas again. And if you are from Las Vegas, you need to check at the local talent, because there is so much amazing talent in this town that it's not only about the glam and the casinos, and there's more to it. And if you, by the way, I love the shirt, guard,
oh,
fucking
yeah,
rules.
I saw them with
Hatebreed
about 2 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Man, for one time, Odorous was still alive.
What's that?
When Odorous was still alive.
Yeah.
Back in the day. You saw him?
When I was in high school, we all went wearing all white.
To get blood all over you, fuck yeah! That was the best part, dude.
We came out perfect.
Once the motorized crack pipe came out, you know that was gonna be blood everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like within the first 5 minutes, immediately got like his alien toxin all over.
If you didn't get blood at a war concert, you didn't go to war.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
That's part of the reason why you went.
Well, again, James, Caesar. Alex, nice meeting you. Listen to the podcast. You can download the app. If not, if you have an Apple, listen to you.
What was the name of it?
It's Rock Society Magazine.
Rock Society.
Rock Society Magazine podcast.
Anchor app.
Yes. Download the Anchor.com
FM. Free app. and you'll be on there. You're on there, buddy.
Yeah, just and you can listen to yourself.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you, man.
So we can show, you know, hopefully we have a good audio of everyone listening.
Yes.
Hear all the good, you know, the shirts, the artwork, the you know, the celebrities, you know, the movie stars. And we're going to meet Corey Taylor tonight, too. Right, Sue?
Yes, we are definitely looking forward to that. I love these squid farts. Fantasy horror art. Look at this. This is Feed Me Seymour. How you guys doing?
What's up, guys?
I'm Caesar from Rock Society Magazine, and this is my co-host Alex. We are live with interviewing people. I love this. This is so, awesome. So beautifully well done. What's your name?
My name's Amy, and we just moved down to Arizona last year from the East Coast.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
The first part of
the world. So you are part Nevadans, technically?
Yeah.
And what's your name, sir?
My name's Eric.
I'm Caesar from Rock Society Magazine. This is Alex. So you guys, if you want to go ahead and promote your business, go ahead and promote your business.
Sure.
This is a live podcast. You can listen to it in Spotify, Anchor.fm, Google. Just so if you have a website, you can go ahead and promote it.
You can do just a search on Etsy for Squid Parts Art, and I'm on there. I'm on Facebook as well.
I love the name, by the way. Squid Farts is fucking genius. And by the way, well, if you like, say follow, because unfortunately this is all audio. But if you guys go onto the website, you can see how amazing. And if you are a horror fan, this is pieces that you must have. Because I already see a couple. I love Seymour. And I always, see, look at that.
Yeah.
And when I'm hungry, that's pretty much my line. Feed me Seymour before I kill you. So, once again, nice meeting you. And listen to the podcast. You guys are going to be live and promote your business. And nice meeting you. And you have a great day. There is a lot of art. That's a
shirts.
Oh, wow. Empire merchandise.
Look at that. You already got me a Slayer.
You got it?
Wow, look at this, dude.
Oh, that's sick, dude.
This is sick. Fuck yeah.
Oh, Kane would like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kane. We got
Charles Manson.
Helter Skelter.
When I get to the back. Oh, dude, I love this. Eat pussy for Satan.
Oh,
dude,
awesome.
I need a face mask. It's not a face mask, it's a thumb, but fucking I wear it like that. Eat pussy for Satan.
It's a way of life.
That, Edgin right there, they have the horror. They got, that's my hero right there. Edgar Allan Poe.
Really?
He's the man. Edgar Allan Poe is like, the ex of your mother sucks fucking hell.
Exorcist.
That's fucking, yeah, that's a line from the actual movie. Dude, I'm telling you, we're about to interview him real quick.
Fucking deal right there.
Fuck
baby.
Yeah.
That for sure right there, too.
Yep. Awesome. That is awesome. That's Armored Saint. Fucking Armored Saint.
A lot of people don't like to handshake you through the fist pump.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good point. Good point.
So what is that? Oh, no, that's a bag. Cool. That's a bag, though. Massive.
That's pretty cool. That's a way to go shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have Sila.
All right,
one of the best
of
smoke.
Yeah,
for sure. I'm going to squish right here, real quick. Hello, how you guys doing? I'm Caesar from Rogue Society Magazine. That's my co-host right there. We're live. We're interviewing people. If you would like to promote your business, tell us a website and all the stuff that you guys do. They got some pretty amazing shirts. Again, killers, music, horror, because we're on a horror convention, so don't speak them. It's nice and soft. Again, I'm Caesar from Rock Society Magazine. Say your name and your business.
Name's JP. Name business is Morbid Empire Merchandise. Been around for 5 or 6 years now.
Nice, nice. Where are you guys based? Are you guys local or?
Out of Southern California, LA County.
Nice, nice. Southern California. That's where I moved. My co-host is missing over there. He's always shopping.
Okay, great.
Alex!
Well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, yeah. So, when did you start it? How did you start it? How did you...
I originally took screen printing in high school because I wanted to make stuff for me.
Yeah.
and then other whole lot of other friends were like, hey, this is really cool, make me one. And it just kind of like went from there. And my father was like, I don't like what you're into, but you can make a business out of this.
You know what? It's all about support.
So, and that was essentially how, yeah, then later on, I just went through the channels of getting my own press and a seller's permit to acquire the actual clothing itself to print on. And just went from one thing to the other. And then I think 1 year a friend of mine suggested for me to do serial killer shirts because metalheads love serial killers.
Well, why not?
And I just got really creative from there with the serial killer designs and a whole lot of other stuff. So here we are now with quite the variety to see or choose from.
Which is amazing. A friend of mine, once again, check out their website, check out their art.
What's up, Corey?
And you guys are going to love this, all right? Nice meeting you guys.
Hello, how are you guys doing? How you doing, man?
Corey.
Yeah, Corey Taylor right next to us. There you go. The coincidence, because we're going to be taking pictures with him. And actually, I met him when we did his display in the Slipknot at the Hard Rock. That's when I was the security man in there for a long time. Come on, this one. We're going to continue. Yeah. Yeah, they usually don't like to be. Anyway, so I think this is, we're going to come to a stop now. We pretty much at the end, we did the tour. You listen, you heard over here. We're going to collect more names and stuff like that. And you guys can listen to more interviews.
That's fucking cool, bro.
You guys.
Just met Corey Taylor, baby.
Awesome. So you guys, we'll be seeing you later or hearing you later. Good day.
Okay.